ACGC finished last week with a tough day of competition on Saturday against some top teams in the state of Iowa, including Southeast Polk and Pleasantville. The Chargers had a few place finishers, with Peyton Jacoby at 285 finishing second, Tegan Slable at 120 in third, and Gavin Sloss at 126 in sixth. Head coach Lane Romohart liked to see some different challenges and teams along the way to prepare for a tough road ahead.
Yeah, it was a tough tournament this year. You know, 24 teams. You brought in Southeast Polk JV for the first time, St. Angs here for the first time. I think Central Springs might have been their first time. A lot of good, solid teams, Nevada, and then everybody in our conference. So, it was a great day for competition for sure. I mean, we had a 120 bracket stack with seven or eight guys ranked, same at 126. You know, just a place in those brackets. I mean, a lot of those brackets this weekend, I would put it state quality or even higher when you mix the 1A and 2A teams together. It's the kind of competition we like to see this time of year because it gives us a really good feel right before that state tournament. So, yeah, I was really proud of all the effort of all those guys finding their way to finish as high as they could.
ACGC has continued to see improvement down the line at just about any weight class this season. This is a team full of positivity and adversity, with the schedule changes and multiple matches every week. These boys never back down from a challenge, and it shows out on the mats.
Yep, just positive attitude, I'd say. I've kind of been preaching to them this whole time throughout all the crazy schedule changes and stuff, that it doesn't matter, you know, if it's practice the next day or if it's a competition the next day, the mindset stays the same. We're focused on February and just making sure we get the most out of every single day, whether we're competing or we're practicing.
While the conference tournament was supposed to take place on January 13th, it was moved to February 1st due to weather conditions overall. Coach Romohart is excited for his boys to get some action against some top wrestlers in the conference. The Chargers will not be taking on any of their conference opponents after this tournament, as they'll be headed to a separate district at Riverside for regionals.
We don't see anybody in our conference in our district. So it's kind of refreshing just to know we're going in and seeing guys that we're familiar with, but we don't have to see again in a week or so. So it's nice to just go in with some really solid competition. Conference, you know, we finished kind of right in the middle in our conference the last few years, and our conference is really tough right now for wrestling. Everyone's goal on the team, including, you know, not just my goal for the team, but all of our wrestlers, is to finish in that top half, top third of our conference tomorrow. So it's going to take a whole wide team effort. We got a few guys still banged up a little bit, but I think if everybody just goes and does what they do best, I think we'll find ourselves in that top third.
The Chargers hit the mats on Thursday for the West Central Conference Tournament at ACGC High School, which starts at 5 p.m. I'm Zach Callens reporting.